This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Ahmedabad has been confirmed as a host of the Centenary Commonwealth Games in 2030, marking India's second time staging the event after holding the prestigious event in New Delhi in 2010. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow. Ahmedabad's vision builds on the momentum of Glasgow 2026 and highlights India's cultural and sporting strengths. Commonwealth Sports said that the 2030 edition will feature 15 to 17 sports, with a full program to be finalized next year. The Games aim to unite athletes and communities while celebrating a century of Commonwealth sporting tradition. The Union Cabinet today approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said several other decisions were taken during the cabinet meeting.
Rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing scheme.
A decision has been taken related to the rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing scheme. We all know that rare earth and permanent magnets have now become a part of our strategically important sectors. Besides, three other major decisions have also been taken, including the expansion of the Pune Metro, the doubling of the Dwarkaji-Kanalus railway line, and the third and fourth railway lines from Badlapur to Karjat. All these projects will benefit people across the country. The Union Minister said the Cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of the Pune Metro Rail project. The project will be completed within 5 years at an estimated cost of around 9,857 crore rupees. India has set out at Pakistan for his recent remarks and stressed that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media New Delhi this evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. He pointed out that Pakistan is a country with a deeply stained record of bigotry, repression and systemic mistreatment of its minorities. He asked Pakistan to turn his gaze inwards and focus on his own abysmal human rights record. Consul General of Israel in Mumbai, Yaniv Rivaj, has said that India and Israel are confronting not only terrorism but also misleading narratives that portray attackers as victims. He pointed out that both nations have endured years of violence and now face complex security challenges, including the rise of terror-supporting states. He highlighted India's progress in defense and stressed Israel's readiness to share its combat experience and technologies. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Constitution of India is country's national epic and following its provisions is everyone's duty. The president said this while addressing the Constitution Day celebrations organized by the Supreme Court in New Delhi today. She emphasized that children should also be made aware of the Constitution. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan released the coffee table book during the Constitution Day celebrations at Delhi Assembly today. The Vice President said that the country's journey towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat is inspired from the constitutional principles of equality, justice, liberty and fraternity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said India welcomes investment in innovation and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as the destination.
Global investment or global industries ko aakarshit karne ke liye humne swatantra Bharat ke kuch sabse bade reforms kiye. Pehla humne arthvyavastha ke darwaje khole, dusra humne apne fundamentals ko aur majboot kiya, teesra humne business ko aasan banaya. Adhikansh sectors mein 100% FDI automatic route se sambhav hai. Defense jaise sector jahan pehle private sector ko jagah nahi thi, wahan bhi 74% tak FDI automatic route se khol diya gaya hai.
Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat addressed the inaugural ceremony of a special exhibition Neev in New Delhi, which highlighted the pivotal role of women in shaping the constitution. The minister said that the constitution is not merely a guiding book, but a message of justice, equality and resolution for independence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.